The IndyCar Classic at Circuit of the Americas going down March 22nd through the 24th. Of course, Muse playing on Saturday and the big race going down on Sunday. Get your tickets right now at circuitoftheamericas.com. On the phone with us, winner of the 2016 Indy 500, won it as a rookie, by the way, number 27 of the Napa Auto Parts, Honda for Andretti Autosport, Mr. Alexander Rossi. Welcome to the show, bud.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, so first things first, my name's Alex also. I mean, on paper, legally, it's Alexander. Do you go by strictly Alexander, or do you go by Alex, or only select few can call you Alex?
Yeah, select few people can call me Alex, but you can call me Alex.
27 years old, can I say the pride of Nevada City, California?
All nine of us who live there, yeah, sure.
So, you know, what's very cool is that I remember actually watching the 2016 Indy 500, and I remember watching you win this, and I was like, damn, it was just cool.
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, that was obviously a life-altering experience, I guess you could say, for a lot of different reasons, and definitely opened the doors for, you know, my future and career in the NTT IndyCar Series. So it was a huge blessing that happened, and obviously something that I'll remember forever. But at the same time, because it was such a cool thing, I mean, you're just hungrier to win it again. And it's now been, we're going on 3 years since I won it last. So, you know, definitely it's a big focus for us going into 2019.
IndyCar racer Alexander Rossi on the phone with us talking about the upcoming event, the IndyCar Classic here at Circuit of the Americas. Austin is I'm not going to say weird like that because that's cliche because everything is keep Austin weird, but it's a very unique town. I mean, it's a town that people love their dogs. They love their beer because there's a brewery like every 5 feet. And I know for a fact, following you on social media, I know that you're a big fan of your dog. You love your dog. Now, do you love beer as well?
Absolutely. Beer and dogs is probably two of God's greatest inventions.
See, this is where people are going to clamp onto you and root for you because of those two big things. That means a lot, seriously, to Austin,
absolutely,
Texas. So you were racing in F1 prior to Indy. You came to IndyCar. The first time that we really saw you on TV during an amazing race, season 30, you were on with a fellow racer, correct?
I was, yeah. Connor Daly, who's actually my teammate at Andretti Autosport for the Indy 500 this year. So kind of cool that it's come full circle like that.
Talking about coming to IndyCar Classic here at Circuit of the Americas, March 22nd through the 24th, the whole thing about, you know, people new to coming to see this race is they want the experience, and they, you know, they don't know exactly what they're getting into, but they know that they're going to have music that weekend, they're going to have you guys, and they're going to have access that, you know, I've had a lot of people that I've talked to that, you know, when Formula One came through here and said that there wasn't much access, that there was just a lot of standing and watching a turn at a track, where this seems like it's going to be a completely different ball game and more of the experience.
For sure. The IndyCar Series is all about bringing your family, kid, whether they're 8 years old or 16 years old, and bringing them for a weekend and letting them kind of fully embrace what motorsports and racing has to offer. And we pride ourselves on that, on allowing the fans to get right up close to the cars and the teams and the drivers. And it's more than just watching cars on track. While that's obviously the primary reason you're going, you also get to see the behind the scenes, and you actually get to know kind of what goes into preparing a race car, you know, for a race and a race weekend. And, you know, there's always drivers around. There's always an opportunity to get a picture and get something signed. And it's just, that's something that we enjoy doing. We enjoy kind of being available to the fans as much as is our schedule allows, in order to kind of give back to them for supporting us. And it's a very different approach from other racing series where, you know, it's very segregated and kind of separated. The teams and the drivers are in their little confined area and they don't go out and you can't come in. You know, it's kind of an open door policy for us. And it's about the fans being able to have an affinity and a connection with the driver, not the brand, not the team, like you see in other series. It's about the driver and getting to know them as a person. And it's something that, you know, we think sets us apart from everyone else. You know, I fell in love with racing, going to IndyCar races. That was really what got me hooked as a kid, going with my father. And, you know, we hope to encourage some more young kids to become race car drivers in the future.
Speaking of getting to know you as a person, Alexander Rossi on the phone, that's IndyCar driver of the number 27 Napa Auto Parts Honda for Andretti Motorsport. By the way, you can get your tickets right now for the IndyCar Classic at Circuit of the Americas. It's March 22nd to the 24th. Get your tickets at circuitoftheamericas.com. Speaking of getting to know you better, so check this out. I mean, a little behind the scenes stuff, you know, prior to we do these interviews, you know, the IndyCar, for example, sent us a little press material, like a one sheet of everything that you like and kind of your likes and what you are into. And I was going through it, and I picked a couple things that stuck out to me. I'm not going to go through all all of it because I know that's old for you, but there was some certain things that stuck out for me. Like, for instance, number one, song that you must have on your playlist, dude, you put Playing With The Boys from Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
Is that because of the volleyball scene of Top Gun?
I mean, yeah, but also because it's a great song.
And then also, you put down as your favorite sports teams. I mean, you put New England, Super Bowl champions.
And really the only reason that I'm a New England fan instead of a 49ers fan is because when I moved to Europe in 2009, I was there for almost 7 years. And the only football that I could watch for the majority of the time over there was they only played either Packers or Patriots games. So I couldn't actually watch the 49ers, and I loved football, so I became a Patriots fan, which has worked out pretty well, I must say.
Yeah, definitely worked out well, but that makes complete sense. I mean, that's funny. I would have never known until you told us that story that, okay, that makes absolute sense why you are, not because you're like some bandwagon guy that just jumped onto the best team in the NFL.
No, I mean, it definitely appears to be that, which I understand, but and it's not so much being a Patriots fan, to be honest with you. It's more being a Tom Brady fan and what he's accomplished as an athlete.
Tell me about it, right?
Being someone who, you know, wants to have a long career in my chosen sport, you know, he's someone that I certainly look up to.
I love it. Again, get your tickets right now at CircuitOfTheAmericas.com to see Alexander Rossi and the rest of the boys at the IndyCar Classic. Circuit of the Americas, March 22nd through the 24th. Again, Muse playing on Saturday night. The big race going down on Sunday. Again, tickets available right now for that experience at CircuitOfTheAmericas.com. Alexander, thanks for joining the show. We'll see you on the 22nd.
My pleasure, man. Look forward to it.